Early in the morning fair, near a pleasant shady grove, I overhear two lovers there discoursing of the terms of love. The young gallant, brisk and gay, did both kiss and court his fear, and to her would often say, I will not hurt thee, do not fear. Round about her slender waist, he his busy arms did throw, while he thus the lass embraced, he fain would have been diving low. More than once or twice he tried this fair damsel to delude, who most modestly replied, I pray, kind sir, be not so rude. Dearest, thy sweet charming eyes and the graces of each brow doth my senses so surprise that I must needs enjoy thee now. Never did I see before one so beautiful and fair. I your charms will still adore, but still she cries out, sir, forbear. My sweet saint of beauty bright, be not forward, nice or coy. Grant me here my heart's delight, the lover's blessing to enjoy. I'll deck thee with orient pearl and in costly rich array. Sure the greatest lord or earl, his lady never was more gay. Then my darling saint shall be, if thou let me lay thee low, for to enjoy my liberty. But still she answered, no, no, no. Sir, your words are all in vain. You your proffers may withhold. For my credit I'll not stain for many thousand pounds in gold. Here I prize the meanest robe, when adorned with honesty, beyond the wealth of all the globe, which purchased is by infamy. She that loves an honest life will enjoy more comfort, sir, being but a poor man's wife, than harlot to an emperor. Gold and silver is but dross, silly sinners to ensnare. Reputation is a loss which all the world cannot repair. Then this gallant straight replied, I thy person do adore. If thou'lt yield to be my bride, I swear I'll never tempt thee more. What I said was but to try whether thou wast fond and free. Since I prove thy honesty, my dear, thou art a bride for me. Then he took her by the hand. They appoint the wedding day. She has all things at command and lives like any lady gay.